Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
God, that song's horrible. All right. 4 o'clock. There's a lot to do. We will get to Who Am I later in the hour. We'll get to another blitz. The news is, look, I think most of it's good. Amon-Ra signs for 120. You had some people during the middays complaining about it. I think those people are idiots.
And I'm not the midday show.
Yeah, I'm not referring to Doug and Scott. They were doing the Lord's work. He's best receiver in football. And he emulates your town. All he does is show up to work. All he does is not complain. There's no drama, no nonsense. He's gotten better every year. You pay that man. Penei Sewell, same deal, 4-112. It's the best tackle in football. I think if you want to take a negative out of it, you'd say it marks the end of Taylor Decker. They'll play together this year, and that's about it. Because Panay's moving to the left side. At 27 mil, bet your ass that's happening.
Yeah.
I think the news that I would like to hear more from people on is the Jared Goff report from Schefter. They are not close on a deal. After Jared Goff on a podcast a couple weeks ago said, I expect to be in Detroit a long, long time. I don't know. I don't know if it really alters how I feel. I'm surprised. Does it change how I approach tomorrow night? I don't know if I'm going there. But I do think what Dan Campbell said paints tomorrow night a certain way, and we'll play that audio for you a little later.
Not only what Dan Campbell said, but then you pair that up with what Brad Holmes said of, you know, you'll have to forgive us if we move back, but you'll appreciate it the next day. And Campbell kind of reiterated that point. As far as the Goff thing, it's just concerning because – yeah, I kind of thought that this would have been handled before the season starts. And we still have time before the season gets started.
Yeah.
But today, you know, with the big contracts coming out, it just felt like, okay, and there's going to be one more before 6 o'clock, and Jared Goff gets paid this much money. This is a guy who's leading your team. This is a guy who the fans have bought into. This is a guy who's the captain. It feels like there's a disconnect somewhere. I don't know if it's money. I don't know if it's years. I don't know if the Lions need just some more buy-in factor, but something's just not right. That's how it feels to me.
Best way to put it. 248-539-9797. Let's get to a couple of calls. We'll hit some ticket texts, and then I'm going to get to Who Am I, where I, again, have curated something for each of you. And then Kenny did a New York Giant for me, which I'll probably bomb because I hate my football team. Let's go to caller. Actually, I'm going to give this audience to you because you have a problem with caller DJ and it needs to be addressed. We go to DJ next. DJ.
What up, though, my dog?
DJ? What up, DJ?
Well, I'm going to tell you, not me. Rico has a problem with you.
DJ, I do not have.
Let's get to Rico first, but then I got a problem with you, so go ahead.
Oh, what did I do?
No, DJ, let's get to Rico. Go ahead, Rico.
DJ, I don't have a problem with you. My thing is, I was going to simply say, I now know how you feel when you say people just kind of throw garbage on the freeway as you clean it up, because as I drove down here on the lodge, mm-hmm. the center lane mm-hmm. was blocked because it looked like a garbage truck just dumped an entire load all over the freeway. And the whole time I'm thinking, I'm like, man, DJ and his people got to come out here. And why they creating extra work for him? So I don't have a problem with you, DJ. I just feel bad
for
you.
That is not how it was put to me. You said DJ ruined the lodge, and that's what was on the show sheet.
Hey, so listen, let me put you up on game. Let's address that real quick. The middle part, so MDOT gave the city of Detroit the berms, the exit and entrance ramps. The middle part is still the state of Michigan. They don't let us touch that. So that's the middle part. We don't get to touch that. Just the berms, the sides, and the exits and exits.
Okay.
There, take that.
That's not us. That's not us, my dog. But what I did do, because I actually heard you, and I told Kenny when I called in, I actually did send my people to Lodge and Davidson, because all jokes aside, we're working our butts off, man. I ride around literally 15 miles to 20 miles a day just making sure this looks good for the people coming from out of town. So I really did just send them to Davidson and Lodge real quick. But let me get some people in. So, I got to call you Michael for this one. So, there's levels to things. You know, so I just learned today what level you're on, because normally I'm out working. One time I stopped by, I seen my man Jeffrey Rieger. I pulled up on him on Lake Orion. What up, though, Ricky? Hey, Deeds, with that old screechy voice. My dog. I pulled up on Gator and Doug one time in Troy. Believe it or not, mm-hmm. on Q, I said, what up, though? Doug was like, what up, though? That's DJ. I said, what's up, my dog? Had a drink, got up out of here. Today, I said, you know what? I'm out here working. Let me go ahead and stop downtown because he's on my turf. Let me stop in and see what's up to my dog, Money Mike, Rico B. I get to the door. They say, hey, whoa. Are you here for food or are you here for the private VIP exclusive only invite event with 971? I said,
oh, that's right. That's right.
I said, what? I said, I'm here to get something to eat. So I get in and talk to the waitress. I said, waitress, where my guys at? Oh, no, they're upstairs, invite VIP only. I said, oh, Michael Valencia and Rico are basically Madden and Summerall. This is what you're telling me here.
That's
they're
right.
So bugging.
That's right. And we ain't handing out Ter Duncan's either. No, DJ, here's the thing. This is the problem. This is not a Mikey and Rico thing. This is a national corporate event thing.
Right. And for the record, DJ, for the record, during the next commercial break, I actually went downstairs looking for you. To bring you
Rico,
up.
That's right, why so, you my dog. You see what I'm saying, Rico?
Hey, who told him? Who told him to go look for you?
Jesus.
That's right.
Hey, Zeus himself.
Right.
Hey, look, man. Let's get some sports real quick, man. I want to piggyback on what you said, Mike. All jokes aside, man. People calling in today have to be complete idiots, because Amon Ra St. Brown is a pit bull. He's top five. This is like one of the dumbest takes of our city of people calling in complaining I've ever seen. Panay Sewell is that guy at right tackle. What are we talking about? We have basically oil canned the system. And yes, oil canned. We oil canned the system by getting these dudes right now today for what we're getting them from, because in 4 years, that deal with Panay Sewell is going to look like pennies. Like, we oil canned them. We won. Why are people complaining? I don't get it.
I think they don't know what to do, DJ.
Right.
They've never won. They've never had a team this
right
good.
There. Right
They've
there.
It's just they have no idea what the hell they're doing.
You're used to people leaving this town, going to get the big deal someplace else. You're not used to paying money here. DJ, think about this. The draft is normally when Lions fans get the most excited, because it means,
right.
You know what? I'm allowed to dream for a couple of months until the season starts, and then it all comes crashing down. Now – Lions fans is like, it's cool, we're hosting this, we're throwing a party, but can we fast forward to the season because you got unfinished business?
Dude, like, I'm so happy when that, because honestly, I was listening to you, Mike, and you were right. I more so think Panay Sewell's our best player. And that, I like they like 1A and 1B, however you want to slide, they neck and neck, but I tend to Sewell, because if Sewell goes down, we'll see the worst of Jared Goff. So So when I heard he got paid too, I was ecstatic. I didn't think anybody would have a bad word to say. There was nothing to be said. So I'm with you, my dog. But
just don't put that evil. Don't put that evil on me.
I appreciate you shout out for a minute, Mike. I thought you was Hollywood. I said I don't believe
you.
No, hell no. Okay,
man, I am the opposite of that.
DJ Mike was holding up the little VIP thing, saying if he doesn't have one, he doesn't come up. I said that's DJ
slander, erroneous,
DJ
outrageous.
I walked past Sauce Gardner's looking for you. Sauce was like, "Can I come upstairs?" No, this is for DJ. It's for you.
Hey, my dog, man. I appreciate y'all, man. Let's enjoy this weekend, man. Hopefully, I'll see y'all out.
Yes, sir. Yeah, DJ, you take care of yourself, buddy. Don't be putting that corporate mess on me. This ain't a Mike and Rico production. Don't even try that. David, give me a few of the ticket texts. We'll get to who am I, okay?
Golf deserves a Kirk Cousins-type deal. Convince me otherwise. That is Matt in a van. I would absolutely.
No, hold on. But here's the thing for Matt. Matt will never be convinced. Because if you keep putting him on the one-year deals, Matt's going to say, okay, but can you do it next year? He does it next year. Okay, but can you do this? Okay, when you're saying that, that means that you really aren't buying into Goff at all, and there's nothing that Goff can do to change your mind.
Here's the other thing. All right, right here, right now, what did he sign for? Cousins signed four at 180. Not four at 200. Not four at 210. That's $45 million a year, right?
Right.
If today we reported that Goff signed four at 180, there'd be no problem, right?
Right.
All right. Well, if Schefter reported they're not close, what the hell? What would the Lions have put out there? You couldn't go subpar at Cousins. So if four at 180 is out there, either the Lions don't want to make that offer or Goff doesn't want to take it. Now, if they're offering, let's say, 4 at 180 and Goff wants 4 at 200, I don't think that that's, quote, not close. When you say a deal's not close, you're dealing in different term, different AAV, different guarantees where, like, Goff wants 6 at 250 and they're at 4 at 180. All right, we're not close.
Right. If the difference is like $1.5 million, $2 million a year, yeah, that's close. But if it's I want $5 million more, you're trying to offer me $3 million less.
I'm still tripped out by that report that they are not close. All right, we'll get to who am I. We'll get back to business with the draft as well.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so we've been doing this all week. I know it's ridiculous, but it's fun, and it's just a way to talk a little bit of draft without nerding out on players nobody watches. So we used to do this thing called Who Am I? So I've all week, and we've kind of ratcheted up the difficulty every day, I found various draft picks for Rico's Niners, Kenny, and obviously Planet Earth's Lions, David Steelers. I give you the clues. These guys have been really – you guys have done really good on these. So today will be the most difficult one yet. Nothing will top Jim Druckenmiller, a.k.a. Kenny's favorite player. But, David, let's get to the music. Let's do version 3.0 now. It's going to be a little more difficult today. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. We're going to start with Rico because we always do. Ready?
Yeah.
All right, get off that computer now. Close that damn thing. Don't be a scumbag.
I'm
get
trying to that. See if Goff is getting signed. Let's go.
Ready? Here we go. All right. Niners draft pick. Okay. I was drafted in 2014.
Okay, it's not J.J. Stokes. Okay.
Oh, my God, UCLA. I was drafted in 2014. I was considered one of the top three players at my position coming out of high school. Now, I say this because of Rico's roots in recruiting. One of the top three guys at his position coming out of high school. I decommitted from Florida State to go to Notre Dame, but I didn't finish there.
Oh. Okay, I thought I knew. Okay.
I absolutely destroyed MSU in the one game I played against them.
Okay, now I'm swinging back to what I was thinking.
Okay. I have a built-in a lab physique, measurement-wise. This is a dude, like one of the dudes who walks off the bus, and you know you're going to get your ass kicked that day.
Mm-hmm.
I had two good years for the Niners. Two. My second year, 2015, I had 6.5 sacks.
Yes.
So the review. I was drafted in 14.
Uh-huh.
I was considered an elite recruit at my position. Now you connect the dots with 6.5 sacks. Decommitted from FSU to go to Notre Dame, only to then transfer again. Destroyed MSU in his one game he played against us at Notre Dame. Built in a lab type. Like Sean Oakman for Baylor type.
Right, right.
And he had two good years for the Niners before becoming a journeyman, including 2015, 6.5 sacks. Rico, who am I?
Now, you know what? Did he get popped for PEDs or something? Okay, I'm going to say his last name is Lynch.
I quit.
I can't think of his first name. Was that it?
Aaron Lynch.
Yes.
God, man, no. I can't trip you.
No, well, when you said the recruiting class, I'm like, he went to Notre Dame.
Aaron Lynch.
But then you said he didn't finish.
He looked like a creative player at edge. And in the one game he played against State, he murdered them unblockably, finished at South Florida. I couldn't give you that piece.
Okay.
But Aaron Lynch.
Okay.
Damn. All right, David, he's on his game. You've been great with these. Are you ready for the Steelers edition?
Let's go.
All right, here we go, buddy. I was drafted in 2008. So just wrap your mind around that for a minute. 2008, okay? I entered my last season in college as the presumed number one wideout on the NFL draft board, but my stock fell sharply.
Mm-hmm.
I was compared to Roy Williams for more reason than one. I won the Rose Bowl twice, but not on a Big Ten team. Following a disappointing rookie year, the Steelers drafted my replacement in the third round.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I am not Mike Wallace. And the last one is, and this again, this is just a test of you know, fandom. I faded to black in Canada after four unremarkable, largely injury-plagued seasons in the Berg.
I love the comparison to Roy Williams because he went to the same school. He got drafted the year I got married. That's why I remember this guy, because he sucked. Lime is sweet.
Jesus, come on, man.
He was awful, dude. But he was supposed to be a good receiver.
What do I have to do to trip this guy up?
Mike, the wounds and the scars run deep.
They do. All right. Okay. Listen, but now hold on. Do we at least agree these are another layer more difficult?
Oh, no. Yes.
No,
okay.
All you're doing is you're undoing years of therapy right now. So thank you.
Okay.
Because, David, I don't know about you, but this is the stuff that I put out of my mind, and Mike is just taking you back to your childhood.
Putting it right back to the front.
Right, where now you're going to be sitting on the couch for the next couple of years trying to forget about these players.
Now, Kenny impressed yesterday getting Deshaun Hand. So let's, Kenny, are you prepared? Lion, ready?
Yes.
I was drafted in 2012. Okay? 2012. My best college game also came against Michigan State when I destroyed them 10 catches, 128 yards.
See, these clues don't help me because these are only traumatizing to you. I have no reference point with that.
Yeah, but the listener is also playing along.
All right.
I was drafted in the sixth round.
I think I know.
Okay. I had four seasons with the Lions of at least 50 catches and one of 80. I am not a wide receiver.
Oh.
A lot of people think I am. Last clue. Any idea, Kenny?
I got nothing right now. I think Rico knows, right, but I have no idea.
No, I don't, because I was thinking a wide receiver. I was just like, wait, did the Lions draft Lee Evans?
But no. Okay. Here we go. I share a name with an idiot who wears a hard hat.
Oh, I know who it is. That's a great hint. Am I allowed to make my guess?
Yes, you
are. It's Theo Riddick. Very good.
There we go.
I'm saying, yeah, it's Theo Riddick. As soon as you
said. Theo, real good.
He killed MSU in that one game. We've lost Rico. All right, so today, now, we had Kenny. You wanted, are you okay?
No.
All right, so we all week you guys have been saying, hey, we got to do a giant. Well, I can't prepare it and then play the game, so right, this is on Kenny. So let's, Kenny, I'll play the game. Let's see what you've set up here, and let's see how bad I do at my own stupid game.
So I'm glad you said that, because I tested this on Stoney and Greg Hargrave, who were in the office. They both failed this, so I'm real excited to see how this works.
Oh, great. So basically, both of those guys are like stumped the Schwab with sports.
But they're not giant savants like you.
Kenny, remember, this is the man that can tell you the type of grass being grown at stadiums.
Oh, behave.
It's exactly
right, let's.
That's Kentucky bluegrass.
Let me hear it.
All right, here are the clues. I was drafted in the second round. I had only a four-year NFL career.
All right, everybody, you got to slow down. You got to let people think here. I mean, come on. Second-round draft pick, only had a four-year NFL career.
Do we get the year of the second-round draft pick?
You might.
Okay.
Patience, Rico. Patience.
He told you. All right.
I attended the University of Miami, where I was also a track star.
Sonoris Moss.
Oh, my God. You didn't even get to the clue that I thought would give it away. That's incredible.
He is a savant.
Sonoris Denoris?
He was a bum, man.
He got three clues in.
He was the size of David's kids. Mm-hmm. He was like 4 feet tall. No, all right, listen.
Was he related to Santana?
Yes, it was his little brother.
Okay.
No,
do I get points for that?
Yes. No, you know what, Kenny, it's not your fault. You actually did a very good job. It just, that's my Artie Burns.
No. But see, now you understand. You remember the bad people. And even if you come up with all of these clues, it's like, that was me when you were like, and it would be Kenny's. That's Jim Druckenmiller.
When he said second round, you're right. I picked up like the Rolodex of failed giant second rounders. And then he said track star. Well, okay. And then he said the U. And I'm like, he's outside of Kenny Phillips. That's one of the only. And Jeremy Shockey. It's one of the only players from the U we've ever drafted.
And that's why. You put the work in, but
damn,
you remember these players. So, yes, that's why I laugh with the whole Jim Druckenmiller thing.
All right, like, Kenny, here's what we got to do. Tomorrow, put three of these together, all Giants. I'll take care of the other ones. And just, I don't care if I go 0-3. You didn't do anything wrong there. I just happen to personally hate that player.
Those weren't even the easy clues yet. We didn't even get there.
What were the easier clues?
The ones at the bottom that would give it away was drafted in 2006. My cousin is running back for the Bengals. Injury problems basically ended my career.
4 feet tall. Yeah. You're on the right track. This was good. It's a me thing, not a you thing. He tripped into my Artie Burns. Damn. All right. We'll get some ticket texts. We'll get back to the calls. Reset the news of the day. A little football today at 45. That is Who Am I?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, before we get to football today, top of the hour, Dan Campbell obviously was on the morning show. He said one thing that's really interesting, and whether you believe it foreshadows or not, today's contract signings with Amon-Ra, with Penei Sewell. We'll give you all of that. I want to play the Dan Campbell stuff for you in about 20 minutes. David, we got to catch up on ticket texts. I know I'm way behind on those. And Kenny, again, it's not you, it's me. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Someone says,
I didn't even mean to blurt it out.
But now you see how it feels when I started laughing. So, yes, you did a great job. Kenny did a great job.
Damn.
Wounds run deep.
Someone says, thank you for bringing up Theo Riddick. Now I'm upset for two reasons. He torched MSU, and he was a bust for my Lions. Thank you, Mike.
Hold on. As a sixth-round pick, I thought Theo carved out a pretty nice career for himself, man. He was a weapon for a while for this team. They just weren't very good.
I absolutely love the Who Am I segments. Keep them coming this week. This is fun during draft week.
Yeah, I'll ratchet up the difficulty again. I want to get to a point where I can try to shake you guys.
It goes, like I said, I thought, I was like, Lee Evans, like, oh, my God.
David, I'm going to have to go back to, like, 1975 for Rico.
Well, no, that's why I was like, oh, he's going to bring a J.J. Stokes, UCLA, big-time bust receiver.
Wasn't that the guy that Bill Romanowski spit at?
I think so.
Carry on.
Was
Sorry,
it
useless
Stokes?
Information. I thought it was.
I believe it was.
I got to look
it's
that
up. It's useless information.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, I got distracted on that as well. Don't care about the big contracts for players who are worth it. I finally trust our front office to structure these contracts the right way. Pay St. Brown, now pay Goff.
Yeah, the Goff thing, that's the other news of the day, is Adam Schefter saying Lions and Goff are not close on a deal. I mean, that doesn't mean it's not going to get done, but am I a little surprised? Yeah. I am, especially when they handed out 4 at $120 to Amon-Ra and 4 at $112 for Sewell. Mm-hmm. If they're not close, you know, which side is being more unrealistic? And is it about term? Does Goff want some 6-7 year deal? I don't think so. If you're his agent, he's 29 years old. You probably want 4. The structure of the deal should look more like Kirk Cousins' deal than not. He just signed in Atlanta 4 at $180.
Right.
So, does he want precipitously more than that, or are the Lions offering less than those things? Are they trying to offer a mini extension? Are they trying to offer him? We're speculating because it's all you have.
both Goff and the Lions have been airtight about this deal.
Yeah. And the longer it drags on, it just you start to feel what's the problem here? How come?
I don't know.
Yeah. How come you two haven't gotten married yet?
Kenny? go ahead, David.
Someone says, I'm a little confused here, and it frustrates me that the Lions were happy to pay Matthew Stafford the bigger contracts, the biggest ones in NFL history, and he didn't win us a thing. Goff
gets
us
a different regime. Different guys, that's not fair. That's a different regime. That's not Brad Holmes' problem. That's not Dan Campbell's problem. Then what preceded them largely for 70 years was idiocy. They do whatever you did with Stafford, what's past is past. This is not how they're conducting business now.
Someone says, everyone talks about in Brad we trust, and then they question this report on Goff. I have to remain steadfast, and I still trust in Brad Holmes.
Yeah, I don't know what your problem is. It's okay to just say we're surprised they're far apart. You know what? I'm ignoring you. Next.
Goff has been solid here, much the same as Jamal Williams, both a product, their environment, and not elite. So I'm fine if they don't pay Jared Goff. That is from Tim.
Do you know who Jared Goff was tied with, according to Pro Football Focus, in passing grade? Pat Mahomes. Like, can we stop with the solid? Goff, I'm not telling you he's perfect. He's been a Pro Bowl caliber quarterback here since the second half of his first season. He's outperformed every NFC quarterback. Go look. It's not me making it up. Just go look at it. Do I think he's the greatest quarterback in the history of Earth? No.
Right.
But I'll tell you, as a guy whose team needs a quarterback, Jesus,
but
man.
Everybody who is not in the Goff family just yelled at the radio, yeah, but how many Super Bowls Goff won? You go compare him to him.
All right, here's who Goff outperformed last year alone, if you don't want a three-year perspective, okay? Cousins, Hurts, Love, Herbert, Lamar, your lover, Geno Smith, C.J. Stroud, Trevor Lawrence. Look, man, I get it, okay? If you want to tell me, fine, he's not the best QB in football, I'm not asking you to pay him as such. Clearly, I wouldn't pay him $55 million and outdo the Burrow deal, but right. Geez, man.
No, but the thing is, if you're paying him in the 50, you're putting him in the neighborhood. He may not have the biggest house there, but he lives on the same street.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people don't feel he belongs on that street.
I would absolutely love it if Goff is betting on himself and wants to show everybody this year is what he's made of. We will get the best version of him if that is the case.
Yeah, and if it works out and you win the Super Bowl, you don't care. You pay him $1 billion. You could give him the new bridge they're building. No one would care. I agree. It was the idea of you could have signed him last year, and you could have probably saved in upwards of $40 million AAV over 4 years. Mm-hmm. They didn't. So now, after the greatest season in team history, he's out there saying he's going to be a Lion for a long time and how the agent and the team are talking. Only today do you get a report after two of his teammates become the highest paid player at their position that they're not close. That's all. And again, it just is like, all right, well, that's different. It's not panic. It's just like, that's not what I expected to hear.
It's concerning.
And it means, frankly, we got to deal with more of these Hendon Hooker maniacs, and I really don't feel like doing that.
But the thing is, it doesn't go anywhere. The Lions created that. We didn't. They drafted Hooker.
Jim Costa did. I blame him.
Cast a ticket.
No. Go ahead, David. I'm sorry.
I do blame him because we get this crap continuing to come in. What evidence do we have that Hendon Hooker can't produce? From Mark.
Okay, the same evidence you have that he can. Like, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. The idea is I have
him in that Bama game?
I have a quarterback that has been to a Super Bowl, two NFC championships, a guy that has helped turn this thing around. And, oh, by the way, a guy who has made receivers better. Receivers have helped him. You have the perfect relationship. I mean, you have no evidence to suggest that Hendon Hooker, who played in a gimmicky offense in college, who blew his knee out and who's about 50 years old, that what, you want to just throw the baby out with the bathwater? On what, hope? A highlight against South Carolina? What?
Two words, Mike. Not me. Mobile QB.
Oh, man. Okay. Okay.
No, anybody who wants Hendon Hooker it's when you see what Lamar and you see what Hurts and you see what all these other quarterbacks do, and you think to yourself, if we had a mobile QB, we could have picked up those first downs in San Francisco. That's
no,
why.
If Josh Reynolds caught the ball,
that's
win
why.
In San Francisco. And I'm not dogging Josh Reynolds. He was super valuable. It sucks that he's only going to be remembered for those two drops.
Right.
He caught a ton of meaningful passes.
Right.
And Jared Goff recruited him here. But it was about Josh Reynolds.
No, you're right.
It was about Jahmyr Gibbs in an exchange.
He you know who else you'll always remember? It was Blake O'Neal, Michigan punter. Was phenomenal the entire game.
He was a killer. He had MSU inside the five every punt.
Right.
But
he'll
play.
Only remember for that one.
Here's the other thing. Why'd your ding-dong head coach have gunners when MSU didn't have a return man? Why were guys tearing up field? There was no purpose to any of that.
I know.
I'm just saying, the kid got a raw deal on that.
No, he did. But you're the same with Reynolds. Like, no one's going to remember. They're going to, well, he dropped that pass. It was so easy. And
I know.
You catch that and blah, blah, blah.
It's okay. Yeah, Let it go. The Aaron Lynch thing really got to you. 248-539-9797. We will get a football today in the mix. I got some Dan Campbell audio I want to play for you guys. I think he's straight up foreshadowing tomorrow night and what they're going to do. We'll talk about it top of the hour. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.